Life Audio.
Hi, friends. This is Bonnie Gray. I'm so happy to welcome you to a fresh episode of Breathe, the Stress-Less Podcast. I'm really happy that you're here because we're going to be talking about a really important topic that we all long for, and it's related to the summer beautiful weather. Okay, so when we look out in the blue sky, you know, the sun, the color of the sun is related in color therapy. It's used to signify and help us to feel this color's emotion. Do you know that the color yellow gives us the feeling of happiness, of joy? But what keeps us from joy, and why is it so difficult? If it's something that we all long for, why is it so hard to choose joy? You know, the theologian and author Henry Nouwen, he says, quote, "Joy does not simply happen to us. We have to choose joy and keep choosing it every day." Well, we're going to talk about this topic. We're going to explore it. And it's so wonderful to spend time together, just pausing in our day. And I just want to thank you for being part of this Breathe community. You know, if you've enjoyed listening to Breathe, I want to invite you to pause and make a review. Just post a rating. Would you do that just for a moment? It just is so encouraging to see that this is time well spent for you. As I create all this encouragement, you know, I love it. I get so energized being able to pass on to you the encouragement that I have received that has helped me in my mental health well-being and connecting me closer to God. So just spend a little time and hop on over, and we'd really appreciate it. It really does help get this podcast into more people's hands, and so I really appreciate it. Well, last episode, we talked about what to do when our plans fall through, when our experience doesn't meet reality. And so part of that exploration is talking about love. It's one of the first fruits of the spirits that's listed in Galatians 5:22. And so today we're going to be exploring joy. Now, did you know that there are actually joy experts? They're called happiness experts. And so I came across this article that where it talked about the joy index. It's a project where they identified where are the top 10 places to travel to that would bring people the most joy. It's an article by the Condé Nast Traveler. And I'll share that article with the newsletter. I have a weekly newsletter. It's for Breathe Community, our community. So you can sign up for this Breathe newsletter at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. thebonniegray.com/subscribe. It's a Breathe newsletter where I share a devotional with you and a soul care tip and encouragement for your soul to help you during the week and add some more of God's peace and joy into your week. I want you to sign up for that because later this week, one of the things that brings me joy is reading books. And not only that, reading books with other fellow travelers in this journey of faith with other friends. So I'm going to be hosting a book club. I want to invite you to it. So sign up for the newsletter at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. The Sweet Like Jasmine book club will start next week, the week of the 17th. So I can't wait to see you there. Sign up at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. And you'll get information on how to join. Now, talking about books, a reader just contacted me and let me know that my newest book, Sweet Like Jasmine, is on sale on Amazon for only $3.69. I was like, what? Oh my gosh, that's crazy low. So I just wanted to share with you, if you're looking for a summer read, you're looking for a summer book club pick, or maybe in the fall, check this out. Go to Amazon and get a copy for yourself, Sweet Like Jasmine, for $3.69. I couldn't believe it. I don't know how much longer the sale will go on, but pick one up and get a gift for your friend who loves books. It's a memoir of my journey to find the father who left me when I was 7 and what happened when I went back as an adult to try to find him. And my mother was a mail order bride. I was born in San Francisco, Chinatown. So it's, I wrote it to just be something where you can also be inspired to see how God makes beauty out of brokenness. Okay, follow me on Instagram at The Bonnie Gray. I want to make sure I connect with you. You can follow me on Facebook as well at The Bonnie Gray.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
So back on this article, okay, where do you feel brings you joy? Like, what do you think made it on this top 10 list? What place do you feel made the top 10 list? Okay, if you guessed Hawaii, that was my first guess. You are right. Hawaii made it. Hawaii did make it. But what are some of those places for you as I'm talking about places that bring you joy, or maybe a place that you would have loved to explore and to go visit? What do you think would be a place that brings you joy? Well, one of the things that we did during spring break, and we actually have not traveled during the pandemic. Okay, we kind of just stayed put and didn't travel and waited until things kind of calmed down a bit. And of course, it's been years now, right? But we decided to take the kids to the Grand Canyon. We had never been there before. I have two boys. They are 13 and 16. And we wanted to wait till the youngest son, Caleb, was 13 so that he would be able to hike into the Grand Canyon because they had that as a minimum age for the hike that we wanted to do. We asked a guide to bring us down into the canyon because both Eric and I had never done that before. But for those of you who grew up watching the Brady Bunch, like, that was one of my favorite episodes. Yes, the Hawaii one was the top episode, right? But the other one was the Grand Canyon. So I was so excited. We were so excited to bring our kids there. Well, when we gave them the news, we said, "Hey, kids, we're going to take you to the Grand Canyon." They did not explode into shouts of joy. They're like, "Okay, what are we going to do there?" So we're driving on this road trip from, you know, we live in the Bay Area. We're going to be in the car for 13 hours to go stand there and look at it. And I said, "Well, we're actually going to hike it. It's beautiful. It's just so gorgeous." And their response was underwhelming. So I tell this story to you because, you know, when we are stressed, sometimes just trying to think about planning a trip or doing something that brings you joy can just feel like blah. It might just feel like whatever circumstance you're facing or a problem or worry, it can consume us such that our minds, our thoughts are filled with whatever that difficulty is, whether it's a person or a situation. And usually if it's a problem that we know how to solve, those are not the things that kind of steal our joy, right? We just know we'll do X, Y, Z, and then this problem will be solved. Really, what steals our joy are the things that we know that they're going to either take time or there's uncertainty or we have no idea how things are going to get resolved. And so this is where I wanted to, why I wanted to tell this story, because Eric and I just said, that's okay. We would like to go to the Grand Canyon because we've not hiked into it. And we just really want to bring you with us to experience it. And we said, thank you so much for, you know, coming with us. We really appreciate it. Probably if you had your first pick, it may not be the Grand Canyon in being in that car for the road trip, but thank you so much. And so that's just kind of like a side encouragement. You know, I had a mom share with me that she said, "Oh, Bonnie, pray for me because we're going on this trip. And, I just feel like my kids are just not that excited about it. And I'm worried. There's some resistance to it." And I had shared with them the story. I said, "You know, I think sometimes we can encourage our kids because of what I'm going to share with you. They may not know how much they're going to enjoy it until they're there to experience it. So the best way we can encourage them, we don't want to just tell them why they should be happy to go. We just share some grace and say, thank you for coming along. This is sharing reasons why we would like to go." And just, I think that just changes the whole energy and positivity. So anyhow, it wasn't until we actually were there, the kids got so excited because it started snowing that morning. We didn't even plan that. And they said, "Wow, this is cool. It's snowing." And as we met our guide, the guide had so much to explain about all the things we're seeing in the canyon as we're going down. And, you know, they were just so excited. The farther we went, the more they saw. They were just, "Wow, this is amazing." We're all speechless standing there seeing God's beautiful creation, the colors. So much of what God wants to give to us is going to be gained through experience, joy through experience. And you know that article that I shared with you that talked about the top 10 places that bring people joy? The criteria that they used, one of them was about the environment. And so the things that we see and how they appeal to our five senses. And so I just wanted to share with you that it's important that we give ourselves grace when we're just feeling stressed. It's okay to know, you know what, these things are consuming me, but there's an action we can take. We need to bring ourselves to the places that give us joy. And we may not feel them until we're there, until we engage our five senses. And so I just hope that encourages you that that's how God has created us, that he's put these natural mechanisms in our things we see that appeal to you, things that you may eat and enjoy that appeal to your taste buds, and things that you would touch, just like we were there hiking, when we're actually hiking down and feeling the gravel on our feet, you know, and then we had those hiking poles, and it's something that's physically engaging. And hearing, right? Hearing different sounds wherever it is that you may want to go. Suddenly we're refreshed, and those ruminating thoughts will become interrupted. It cannot help but become interrupted. And so all those five senses, touch, sound, sight, taste, and scent, the smell. Oh, it was just so reinvigorating, revitalizing. So I just want to encourage you. Now, this connects me. It brought to my mind a passage where God says to us, Jesus himself, he says, "I've told you these things so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete." Before Jesus left, one of the last words he shared with his disciples, you know, it was so important to so get into insight into what was on Jesus's heart, because he knew he was going to leave later that night and be betrayed. And he wanted to say to them, "Abide in me and I in you. Remain with me," meaning dwell with me, spend time with me, you know, stay close to me. He says, "I've told you these things so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete." Now, the word that I want to just give you to focus on, it's just beautiful. It's like a blooming flower. And we did see something that so surprised me in the Grand Canyon, the desert. There was a blooming cactus. I've never seen one before. I'm going to share a picture of it on Instagram, on Facebook, just to share the encouragement of this beautiful encouragement that God has for us. But oh my goodness, the things that God has for you as you step out, you make time to just go to a place that brings you joy. God is just cannot wait to give you those God's love notes. So please just give yourself permission to go to those places or do those things that give you joy. Okay, so the word complete in John chapter 15, verse 11, when Jesus says he wants your joy to be complete, it also translates as overflow. Another translation, NASB, says full, so that your joy may be full. And if we double click on the original Greek word, it's, let me try to pronounce this, plerao. Okay, or play role. I just like, oh, that sounds like play role. That word means to be filled to capacity, to individual capacity. And it conveys an increasing motion and movement. So joy is dynamic. It increases. God wants our joy to be continually being filled, being refilled, increasing. Just as we saw the Colorado, just seeing that movement of the water, oh my goodness, it has nothing compared to just looking at a photo, seeing moving water. And so God wants to bring that delight. And so the word joy is kara, and it means delight. And in fact, calming delight. So remember, Jesus invites you to experience that joy in an individual way for you to be refilled. This leads to the soul care tip for today, is to notice those small things. Engage your five senses. Research shows that when we engage those five senses, it helps us to release serotonin, and that is the happy hormone. And the more you can engage yourself wherever you go to experience that place, God uses it to help our body to reduce stress and anxiety. It improves our mood and it brings calm, disconnecting our minds from the ruminating thoughts and using our bodies to release God's peace and God's joy in you.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
What ideas have popped up in your mind as you've been listening to me share Jesus' words when he looks at you, beside you, and he says, "What would give you joy? Let's go do it together. Let's experience to look, to touch, to smell the scent, to taste. What is that for you?" Lord Jesus, thank you so much. You have this ability to bring calm to us because you know what are the things that bring us joy. Give us permission to believe that we are worthy of that joy so that we can be refilled. Thank you. Give us courage to choose joy today with you. I'll end with this beautiful verse from Psalm 5:11. Let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing with joy. Spread your protection over them, and those who love your name may rejoice in you. So, friend, may God's love be spread as protection over you, and know that God is our refuge, and may that bring you to a place of joy today. Thank you so much for spending this pocket of rest with me as we breathe, enjoy God's word, share some stories. Remember to subscribe to my newsletter. I'd love to connect with you at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. Connect with me on Instagram and Facebook at thebonniegray. And I'd love to hear how this podcast has blessed you. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Remember, you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest. The Sweet Like Jasmine Book Club starts next week. The Sweet Like Jasmine Book Club is going to start next week, the week of July 18th.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, a production of lifeaudio.com and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. It really does help people find us. To learn more about Bonnie Gray or to check out any of the resources she mentioned in this episode, just head over to her website, thebonniegray.com, or check out our show notes. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Stephen Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, head over to lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months. Because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase at 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.